Senator here with 5 minutes of holiday music.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. Christmas was long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
The voice of Andy Williams. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Next, the Hollywood Strings. Santa's got a brand new bag.
Thank you.
This is Monitor for the day before Christmas Eve. Henry Morgan here, standing under the mistletoe like a nut in an empty room. More sounds of the season now, this time from the town choir. The song is African Noel.
Sing me all Noel! Sing me all Noel! Sing me all Noel!
In one moment, Jim Simpson discusses Christmas. I don't know why that strikes me as a funny announcement. I'll repeat it. In one moment, Jim Simpson discusses Christmas. Oh, well. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, home of better idea cars, from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
The cat is out of the bag. Mercury Cougar, the big cat. Marks its first year with exciting news. A cougar population explosion is underway. Four proud new cougars for 68. There's a Royal New Cougar XR7 with a cockpit of glove soft leather and vinyl youth square was made in Europe. And every cougar comes fully equipped with a big new V8 growl, standard. Concealed headlamps, standard. Sequential turn signals, standard. Bucket seats, floor shift, full-width rear seat, all standard. Mercury Cougar, pound for pound, dollar for dollar. The best-equipped luxury sports car in America. Mercury's got it. The big cat with the fine car touch. Get it at your Mercury dealers now.
This is Jim Simpson speaking for Monitor Sports. And yet these young athletes are serving their country right now. Those who are on the 1968 Winter Olympic squad, if they're not aware of it now, will certainly feel the thrill of patriotic pride when they put on the official American Olympic uniform and compete at Grenoble next February. For our alpine ski team, men and women, Christmas this year is a team party, cards, and perhaps some packages from home, and back to the ski slope for more practice. Here at home, many college football players will spend Christmas Day practicing, readying for their all-star bowl game due within the next 10 days. In Miami on Christmas afternoon, there is the North-South game. And next Saturday, the 30th, there is the East-West game. Both are all-star games. Each is sponsored by the Shrine. By now, the slogan, strong legs run so that weak legs may walk, is familiar to most of us. These two football games contribute a great deal of money to children's hospitals. And the players contribute, too, by visiting the hospitals and talking with the small and crippled children who are spending this Christmas away from home for quite a different reason. And in a way, those children will contribute also by giving the young athletes a lesson in courage and strength in the face of real and physical difficulties. Many football players, no matter their successes in college or as a pro, think back to that day while a member of an all-star team when he was privileged to visit the children in those hospitals. They realized that on that day, their outlook took on an added measure of maturity. An airlift of this nation's college football players will begin Christmas afternoon. Some bowl teams will celebrate at school together and with their families, and then leave by plane Christmas afternoon for another city and the final week's practice that leads to the major bowl games New Year's weekend. Others have scattered, some going home, some staying with friends nearby the university, but all will gather and leave for their bowl excitement the day after Christmas. As we said, these are the golden years for these young men and women who are talented athletes capable of making major college or Olympic teams. These are not boys and girls who are to be pitied because they're away from home for Christmas, for theirs is a privilege that comes to only a few, those few who have the talent and perseverance to make it to the top in sports. But it occurs to us here on this weekend of Christmas that we should point out what many of this country's youth are doing, because all too often newscasts and newspapers tell us of what they are not doing. If you are upset with the demonstrations of some of our young men and women, watch and be thrilled when some of our other young men and women take the field for a college bowl game or ski or skate in the Winter Olympics. And happy holidays. This is Jim Simpson speaking from Monitor Sports.
By the way, NBC has a big holiday football package for you. The East-West Shrine Game on December 30th and a New Year's Day triple header, the Sugar, Rose, and Orange Bowl Game. All on NBC. Now a word about Autolite.
Le Mans, France, June 1967. You're listening to the car that won, the Ford Mark IV, a $100,000 car with a battery that's almost a carbon copy of the one you buy for under $22. It's an Autolite battery. How come a low-priced Autolite battery in a $100,000 car? Because there is no better battery for the job, not at any price. Get an Autolite battery for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Next, Claudine Monger, with her latest and her itsy-bitsy voice. It's a song called Snow.
Thank you.
here are a few words from a special friend.
This is Lauren Bacall, wishing the entire world Joyeux Noël, which means Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. And a bonne année to Lauren Bacall from all of her French friends here on the Monitor Beacon.
Darling, let us have some Chateau Martin wine. Your eyes shine like Chateau Martin sparkling burgundy. Your ruby red lips are like Chateau Martin's blackberry wine, and your body, have some Chateau Martin wine.
I'll bet you hand this wine to all the girls.
And they love it.
The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Champagne, the delightful New York State champagne made from choice grapes, carefully selected from the vineyards of New York's celebrated Finger Lakes, to give you that very special Chateau Martin flavor. Flavor that bubbles over and adds sparkle to every occasion. The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Champagne.
I am nuts about the Chateau Martin wine. My brother, the rock and roll singer.
Chateau Martin Wines, New York. Makers of famous Chateau Martin vermouth. Had any lately?
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Just ahead on Monitor is the story of a surprise for one American GI in Vietnam. First, a seasonal musical novelty, that daydreaming dog Snoopy from the comic strip Peanuts, is at it again, imagining he's a World War I flyer. His Yuletide adventures go like this.
Grandma's bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land. not your Jack Jones. Do you hear what I hear?
American men in uniform halfway across the world, Christmas time must be a pretty nostalgic affair, but the family of at least one of our fighting men found a way to brighten this holiday with a touch of home away from home. Marine Sergeant Chris Harris has the story for Monitor.
I've got a live Christmas tree.
That statement may not have much meaning to the people that will be home for Christmas, but to Marine Sergeant Tom Slagle and the men of the 3rd Amphibian Tractor Battalion, it means a brighter Christmas. The story of this rather unique gift, a 4-foot Scotch pine Christmas tree, is related to us by Sergeant Slagle.
It came through the mail. It was sent by the minimum standards that can be sent to Vietnam by air mail.
Well, naturally, something like this is in itself rather unique. Who brought about the idea, and how was it packed, wrapped, and sent to you here in Vietnam?
Well, I think my mother had the most to do about it. It was packed. We packed Christmas trees to quite a few places, and it was packed in a cardboard box, wax cardboard box, with shingle tow to keep it moist, and wrapped in plastic so that it got here in pretty good shape.
What do you plan on doing with it now?
Well, I think we're going to set it up in the enlisted men's club, and it came with decorations, so we'll decorate it and have a good Christmas spirit out of it.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why did they send this Christmas tree to you?
Well, I don't know for sure. Of course, my mother wanted to send it to me so that I'd have a Christmas tree from Kansas. Everybody's behind it, it seems like. Everybody wants the servicemen in Vietnam to have a Christmas.
Well, Tom, here you are 10,000 miles away from home at Christmas time. What are your feelings about being away from home at this time of year?
Well, everybody hates to be away from home at Christmas time. I think that's a best time of the year to for friends and relatives. But as far as being in Vietnam, I'm glad we're here. I think we're doing a great job.
Will all of the men that are out here with you at the 3rd Amtrak Battalion, will they get a share in the Christmas festivities?
Well, everybody has to miss out on something, I think. The job has to go on whether it's Christmas or not. But they'll all have the feeling, I think, and the ones that are celebrating will make up for the ones that aren't, I hope.
Well, Tom, is there anything that you would like to add to this about being away from home at Christmas time and the Christmas spirit that you feel like that has been instilled here at the 3rd Amtrak Battalion, because that the people back home have saw fit to send you a Christmas tree to kind of remind you that they are thinking about you back in the States?
Well, I'm real happy that they sent me the Christmas tree, of course. And I'm real surprised at the Christmas spirit that the people back home have for the men of Vietnam. They're sending them presents and packages. It makes you feel real good that the people back home are behind us.
A live 4-foot Christmas tree. A Christmas gift Sergeant Tom Slagle will never forget. This is Marine Sergeant Chris Harris reporting for the Combat Information Bureau, Da Nang, Vietnam.
That's a fine idea, but it must be startling, an American Christmas tree in the middle of the jungle. Be something like seeing a bamboo thicket in Kansas.
Of Ferranti and Teicher. You've tuned to Monitor. I'm your host. I was going to say you're my host. Well, you are if you're letting me into your house. Thank you. H. Morgan reminding you that NBC News on the Hour will be coming up shortly. First, a greeting from a friend of ours.
Hi, this is Alan King, and I'd like to take a moment now to wish all of Monitor's listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's a happy new year for football fans. Join us New Year's Day for the Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Orange Bowl, all right here on NBC Radio.
Delightful, amusing, pleasing. See the Little Nuns tonight at 11:30.
Silva Cucina and Catherine Spock are the two nuns who refuse to take no for an answer. Watch The Little Nuns tonight at 11:30 on Channel 4.
Fitzwillie strikes again.
The Mirisch Corporation presents Dick Van Dyke as Fitzwillie. Fitzwillie is a thief.
A robber.
A burglar.
But let's face it, who's perfect? Dick Van Dyke, Barbara Broughton, John MacIver, and Edith Evans.
Incredible.
In color.
In Fitzwillie. From United Artists, the Transamerica Company.
The holiday fun is now playing on United Artists' premiere showcase. Check newspapers for theaters. Bill Mazur puts you in the main event. Call on weekdays 5 p.m., Saturdays at 6 on WNBC New York. The time is now 4 o'clock. Here's the news.